Congresswoman Tammy Baldwin.
Thank you, Joseph. And thank you all. Now, just a few months ago, we stood in this very place and we showed the world what democracy looks like. And I was so tremendously proud to march under the banner of Fair Wisconsin in support of the hardworking men and women of this state and their families. In the past 2 weeks, people around Wisconsin have gone to the polls and showed the rest of the nation what democracy looks like. Those same hardworking men and women demanded to be heard. Today, we are sending another strong message that we want our fellow Wisconsinites and especially our elected officials to hear. This is what pride looks like. Pride in our community, pride in our state, and most importantly, pride in ourselves. Now, this is a time of high anxiety. We the people are asking profound questions about who we are and where we want to go as a state and as a nation. But I feel an energy that hasn't been felt around this state for many years. Yeah. Now, Wisconsin has always exuded an incredible energy. Our state has been a leader in so many ways. We were among the first states in the country to write into our Constitution the guarantee of a free public education for all of our children. And we, in case you didn't know it, we were the first state to pass the constitutional amendment allowing women the right to vote. Our state created workers' compensation and invented unemployment insurance. We were the first to allow collective bargaining for public employees. And in 1982, we were the first state to guarantee equal employment rights to people on the basis of sexual orientation. And as Joseph mentioned, the first state to send an openly gay non-incumbent to the United States Congress. More important time to make our voices heard and our votes count. There is no more important time to take control and set a course for our future. In a world of uncertainty, one thing is certain: our quest for LGBT equality is moving forward. We are just weeks away from implementing the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. And for the first time, openly gay and lesbian service members will be accorded the full rights that they deserve. We have a president who has done more to advance LGBT equality than any of his predecessors, not just shepherding the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, but bringing more out LGBT people into the highest levels of government, ensuring hospital visitation rights for same-sex couples, extending important benefits to domestic partners in the federal workforce. His Department of Health and Human Services has taken some steps that I've advocated for so long, which is to better understand the health disparities affected by our community and taking steps to end those. His Justice Department has decided not to defend the Defense of Marriage Act in any federal pending cases. The, ever congressional LGBT equality caucus that I helped to found now boasts 96 members, including two Republicans. And from 1,000 miles away, we hear wedding bells ringing for same-sex couples throughout the Empire State. And we celebrate with them. We will succeed in our quest for full equality because our cause is just and because it's personal. It's personal for us and our families. And when every straight American realizes that he or she has a brother or sister or cousin, a coworker, a teacher, a fellow congregant, a neighborhood police officer who is treated as a second-class citizen, who is denied the very rights that they enjoy, who is not legally allowed to live and love as they do, then it becomes personal for them too. And that is how we change hearts, and we change minds, and we change laws. So I ask all of you to continue to tell your stories, to show your faces, to allow your voices to be heard. Continue to believe that Wisconsin was and will again be a beacon to the rest of the nation of progressive values and respect for our fellow citizens. We have made history before and smashed glass ceilings before, and we will do it again. Brick by brick, we are building the road that is leading us to full equality. This is what democracy looks like. This is what LGBT pride looks like. Thank you.
Next in our all-star lineup is a man that many of you in our community know best because of his length of service and dedication to the city of Madison. Please welcome to the stage your mayor, Mayor Paul Soglin. Look at them, they are climbing it up here for you. Mayor Paul.
Thank you. And thank you on behalf of so many of the city people who are here. I know from the city council, Brian Solomon and Scott Resnick have been around. I don't know if I missed anyone. Both Police Chief Ray and Fire Chief Amesqua, who's recently been honored as Chief of the Year, and have commanded two of the finest uniformed departments in the United States. That not only in terms of hiring practice, but also in terms of the community they serve, are open and forward as an example for so many other communities. And speaking of being an example for so many other communities, let's not forget that it was 35 years ago that Madison amended its Equal Opportunities Ordinance. And in amending it, included as protected classes based on gender, based on sexual orientation, preference, and then was one of the communities to successfully withstand the onslaught led by General Anita Bryant, who we repulsed successfully and have continued to do so. It was fun today. It was fun marching, and it was fun standing along the sidewalks shaking hands, and I don't know why so many people, as I shook hands, said to me, "Thanks for coming out today." But I want to remind you, every single moment it counts. I have no idea. I have no idea if any of the conversations we had in Cuba in the 1970s or on their visits to Madison following our visits in 76 and 78 had a consequence in terms of the change in policy of that government. But we took them to task for their imprisonment of gay men and women, lesbians. And yet, a more repressive society has now outpaced the home of the free and the land of the brave. What is wrong with that picture? The bright thing in terms of the injustice in our society, and unfortunately we see it in too many places. The bright thing is this, is I look at every single successive generation as they get younger and younger. The belief, did I even say that? Did they get younger and younger? We are getting younger. Everybody here under the age of 30, raise your hands. Under 30. Stand on the shoulders of somebody who's not raising their hands. But you are leading the way. Let me quote a member of the city council. I mean what I mean, not what I say. And what I mean is this. It's changing. Each generation is better and better. It is inevitable. There is going to be a majority in this country of enlightened men and women of all interests and persuasions who are going to deliver a message about fairness and equality. And when it happens, based on gender, based on orientation, whatever it is based on, it is going to pervade the society and we will see it everywhere. There's one more thing I'd like to do before I leave here. I really don't like pandering to crowds. I think it's inappropriate. It's tacky. Go Tammy!
Please welcome Representative Mark Pocan.
Thank you. This is an exciting day because we have a lot to celebrate for equality in the last year. We have the Don't Ask, Don't Tell repeal nationally and the first White House conference on bullying that happened this March. The state of New York now has legal marriage for everyone. Three national polls this year showed for the first time ever the majority of Americans support equality in marriage for everyone. And in Wisconsin, we had a big victory when we won the lawsuit that was challenging our domestic partnership law. As Joe Parisi said, immediately after that ugly constitutional fight we had, we went to work. We went and fought, and in the last budget, we put in the domestic partnership law, and because it was a strong law, and the Democrats in the Assembly and the Senate supported it, we made it law, and we passed the legal challenge, and that's a big victory for us in Wisconsin, where we have a constitutional amendment. And I think we need to give a special shout out to Fair Wisconsin, Lambda Legal, and all the local attorneys that helped us on that case. Thank you. But that doesn't mean everything is perfect. Rick Santorum is running for president. If you don't know who Rick Santorum is, later, but don't do it at work, Google his last name. And you'll see why he'll never become president, but he is running. And then there's Michelle Bachmann. she and her husband continue to stand against equality. She wants to roll back, don't ask, don't tell. And he offers controversial therapy to make gays not gay. He says it works, I guess, for everyone but him. Sorry, Tammy, I probably shouldn't say that. And in our neighboring state, Minnesota faces its own constitutional amendment to ban gay marriage in the next fall election. So you think by now they'd realize that their amendments don't tell us who we can love. Instead, they show us who they can hate. But I am extremely optimistic. When I look at all that's gone on in Wisconsin this last year, the protests, the public outcry, the need and desire to be heard, I'm very hopeful. How many of you came to any of the rallies this spring? Thank you for showing citizen democracy is alive and well in Wisconsin. Exactly. What I am really excited about is we are about to make history next year in Wisconsin. Quite a few years ago, Tammy Baldwin and I served together on the County Board of Supervisors. For 8 years, she served in local government on the county board and on city council before she ran for the state legislature. And many of you I've seen today worked with me to make sure that we elected Tammy to the state legislature. And then she spent 6 years in the state legislature, being a committee chair, working on important legislation and passing important legislation. And after 14 years of experience in local and state government, many of you and I helped elect Tammy Baldwin to be the first openly gay or lesbian person to Congress. Tammy is everything that is good and right about politics. And now, after 26 years of serving the people of Wisconsin, we may make history, if she allows us, by letting and electing Tammy Baldwin to the U.S. Senate in 2012. Do you think that's something we can do? The winds of change for equality are blowing strong. They have our back, and we are moving forward in Wisconsin and in this nation. Our future is so incredibly bright, we can only celebrate, and that's what today is for. So enjoy the day, enjoy your friends, and let's keep moving equality forward. Thank you all. Appreciate it.
Many of you may fondly recognize him as one of the Fab 14. Please welcome Senator Mark Miller.
Thank you. I am proud to be here with people who are proud. I saw where I was on the schedule, and I figured that any political thing I was going to say would already have been said. So I'm going to tell you a personal story. I told the story during the debate that Mark Buchanan and Joe Parisi talked about when we were trying to defeat the resolution to put a constitutional amendment that would have restricted the rights of same-sex couples to marry. It would have eliminated the rights of same-sex couples to marry. And this is what the story I told, because I'd hoped that it would ring true to the minds of some of those folks who were trying to pass the amendment. My wife is a Japanese American. Her father is a Christian minister trained in Japan. In the 1930s, he brought his family to California because the churches, the so-called Christian churches in California, would not allow the Japanese American Christians to worship in their congregation. After the war, my wife's family was relocated from the internment camps to Chicago. She came up to the campus here in Madison, that great campus behind us here. We met, fell in love, and while I was in pilot training in Selma, Alabama, we got married. Now, the Constitution in Selma, Alabama prohibited interracial marriage. Fortunately, just 2 years prior, the U.S. Supreme Court had declared in Loving versus Virginia, and what an appropriate name for a decision, Loving versus Virginia. State prohibitions against interracial marriage were declared unconstitutional against the U.S. Constitution. Now, if you take that decision, Loving versus Virginia, and you substitute the words gay marriage, gay couples, for interracial marriage and interracial couples, you have the legal justification for same-sex marriage to every man and woman in the state of, in our country. This is about expanding rights. Unfortunately, we are now confronted with a counter-revolution, a counter-reaction that is designed to strip away rights, whether they're rights in the workplace or they're rights in your personal life. But that's the politics of the past. People who are trying to bring our social agenda back to the 50s, people who are trying to bring our economic agenda back to the 30s. It will not stand. It will not stand because you and thousands of people like you are standing up for what's your right, and you are not going to let it continue. Yeah. The future is in our hands, and we will grasp that future, and we will make it ours, a future that recognizes the promise of the Declaration of Independence, that all must have the right to freedom and personal happiness. And what can be more true than having that right recognized in who you choose to be your lifelong partner? You know, and I should point out that it was Abraham Lincoln, who was a Republican, who expanded rights. It was Lee Dreyfus, who signed the legislation prohibiting discrimination on the basis of sexual preference here in Wisconsin. The Republican Party has lost its course. But we, the people, know our course, we know our future, and with pride on our side, we will make it happen. Thank you.
Good afternoon, Capitol Pride. I am so delighted to be here. My name is Kelda Helen Royce, and I bring you greetings from the Assembly Democratic Caucus. The Fightin' 38, now 39. And soon to be at least 50. I know I'm probably the last thing between us and salsa dancing, so I don't want to speak too long. But I do want to acknowledge that we have tremendous leaders in this state, starting with Congresswoman Tammy Baldwin, a personal inspiration, and certainly one that has galvanized our whole state and community. Now we stand here on what has really become amazing hallowed ground. Because what we've seen in the last 8 months is how quickly the world can change. I don't know how many of you woke up after November, the last election, with sadness and a sense of failure in your hearts, because we knew that our pro-equality majorities and our pro-equality governor in Wisconsin had been ripped away, and we were gonna see a slew of terrible, hateful legislation brought forward to deprive people of equal opportunity, of fairness, and of the chance to live with dignity. But we didn't just say, okay, well, that's too bad, we're going home. Instead, people in Madison and all over the state gathered here on this hallowed ground, and person by person, brick by brick, they built a movement that has swept across the nation and stopped the most egregious of these attacks, not just on our community, but on working people in the middle class all across this country. Yes. So let's give ourselves a hand for being an integral part of that. I'm standing here, I'm reminded of how quickly the world changes yet again. I went to law school when I realized that the law could be used as a tool to deny people the opportunity to live a life with dignity, to deny people fairness, to deny equality. I thought that was wrong, and I thought we should use the law as a tool for social justice. And sure enough, when I was in law school, the Goodrich decision came down in Massachusetts that said there was no reason to keep LGBT couples from marrying in Massachusetts. It was the first decision that paved the way for marriage equality, starting in Massachusetts, coming to Iowa, and now finally New York. And I have no doubt that even though the anti-equality politicians that served in the state capitol and wrote hate into our Constitution, their time is coming. Because last year, I had the privilege of marrying the person whom I loved, marrying my partner. And we had a great wedding here and a wonderful Iowa marriage license. But I was a little sad that I had to pay my registration fee to Dubuque to get married. So we've got a message for Governor Walker, soon to be former Governor Walker. We're coming for you. And when we come, we're not just going to be building and restoring the rights of working people. We're not just going to be stopping at economic justice for the middle class. We are not going to stop until we see full equality for every single member of our community. Every man, woman, and child in this community, full equality, marriage equality. Thank you very, very much. Happy Pride!